Sean Driscoll is with us. He's the St. Mary's High School football coach. And, Sean, welcome back. You've had a few good weeks here.
Yes, thank you for having me back. Yeah, no, it's been a couple of good wins in the past couple of weeks, so it's been good.
I want to go back to the Fenwick game because that was one for the ages, man. Can you reflect on that?
Do we have to?
All right, let me do it this way, Sean. Suppose you were a fan in the stands and you didn't have a dog in the fight. How would that game have looked to you as someone who knows football?
Oh, I think it was a good high school football game. Good high school football atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I think teams are very comparable. It is a rival, and you know, you got two teams that have a history of battling one another, and you know, came down to a couple things you wish we could have back.
Yeah, I understand that. And since that game, of course, you've got a big win over Arlington Catholic this past week, and maybe you could talk a little bit about that, and maybe reflect on the Bishop Stang game as well.
Yeah, I'll start with the Bishop Stang game because that was the recovery game after, you know, the tough loss to Fenwick late in the game and in overtime, and a game that we should have put away, and we made some mistakes down the stretch, which put us in a bad spot to get into overtime in that Fenwick game. But the Stang was a recovery game, playing a very well-coached Stang team that runs the triple option, and if anyone knows anything about that, it's very assignment football and discipline football. You got to play defensively to kind of slow them down. They have a couple of big backs that were doing some good stuff in previous games, and so we were concerned. We had to take the long trip down there and getting off the bus and coming off to a tough loss. And, you know, we had a decent week of practice, but I was worried about the hangover effect from that game. But mm-hmm. Our kids bounced back and played well. You know, Derek Kalan just had a really good game, and you know, going back to the Fenwick, they have a quarterback that stepped up, the sophomore Tyler Guy, played a good game in his opening high school football career against Bishop Fenwick, and had even a better game at Stang and a great one last week. So he's been playing well for us these last couple of weeks. And it's just, the Stang game was a recovery game. And then we played, you know, Saturday night game, first Saturday game of the year at night, a little different atmosphere than we're used to, and came out and played a real well, really well coached AC team, Arlington Catholic, but some skill guys throwing the ball over the place, and we had some challenges there early, and we kind of took control halfway through the first quarter. So
mm-hmm.
It's the last 2 weeks have been a good bounce back week after that tough one, but I think our kids maybe in some way, you know, as a coach, you look at some of the stuff and, you know, you lose a tough game like that, maybe that makes you better down the stretch. I don't know, yet to be seen, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Tim.
How you doing?
All right, Tim. How are you?
I'm good. Rick was informing me with the rankings where St. Mary's is sitting right now. How much attention do you pay to that?
You know, I understand how the rankings work and stuff, and I know there's good things about it and bad things about it. But as I tell my kids, that is so far down the road. You know, if you can finish in the top 16, which we should be able to, and whoever's up next is who's up next. But don't really pay too much attention to it at this time of year. We have two regular season games left. I think as we get into the last week, you might see where we fall and start maybe taking a look on if it will be a home team or away team. But our goal is always want to finish number one, and it's still out there. I think it's still out there. A lot of things would have to happen. But to be in the top three in this division would be, you know, quite a good regular season for us and get us into the playoffs in a good, with some good momentum.
I find it a little frustrating that the standings come out, the power rankings come out on Friday morning instead of on Monday morning, but, you know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, they've been doing better on the Tuesdays, I think. Now I've been told it's on Tuesdays because usually someone will make a comment to practice about it or whatnot. But, hey, you know, we got to stay focused and take each week at a time and each game at a time. We get a tough one this Saturday with Spelman, a little team in transition from their coach coming over, so we kind of know what to expect. We saw them earlier in the year and saw what they did. So now the challenge is to see what they're doing now and get prepare for them this week.
You know, Coach, we've known you for a long time, and then the coaches in the conference and the coaches in the Cal and you know the Catholic schools around here. Without getting political or anything like that. What happened to Cardinal Spelman? I mean, we're educators as well, and we see that happen. I know several coaches, really good coaches, Hall of Fame coaches, and so on, who have been driven out of the game for one reason or another. And I think that parents and others should really try to understand some of the obstacles that you face as a coach, because you're not just doing X's and O's with these kids. You're dealing with, first of all, a cultural diversity. You're dealing with many different intelligences levels. You're dealing with kids from different communities and so on. And I think people should try to understand that when they go watch a high school football game, a little bit about what you and your team and your assistant coaches have to do. And again, maybe just a thought on that, Coach, without getting political or anything like that.
Well, I always think as a coach, you want to deliver at the end of someone's 4 years or a year, or regardless how long they play, you want to deliver a good person, someone, you know, who knows what to work hard, how to do their job and get it done. So when they're done with high school, they had a good experience here. I mean, win, lose, or draw. I think that's the most important thing, and you want to develop relationships with these kids that hopefully will go on longer, and if they ever need help down the road, I think is probably the most important thing. Now, with that said, you know, as I tell my coaching staff, and other coaches will tell you the same thing, I don't think anyone prepares not to be successful as a coach. I think any coach prepares for a game, for a season, for a camp or whatever, is putting their best foot forward to have the success of the team. And I think sometimes people outside the organization do not realize that when things don't go their way. So I think that's a difficult thing, especially now with social media and everything else. But, as I tell my guys, we just, you know, keep your head down and just keep doing what we're doing and grind. And you're trying to do what's best for us here for 55 guys in a school community, not what's best for a few individuals that might not like what their role is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, and I think in coaching and, like you said, any type of leadership role, you have to make decisions that are not happy all the time, and I think you have to learn to take the criticism. And, you know, most leaders know when they make good decisions, and they can look themselves in the mirror and say, I did the right thing, and some know when they mess up and make mistakes and don't make the best call and earn up to it. So it has a lot to do with it. I don't know the whole situation down there. I know the person that was there was a good guy, good coach. He worked at it. He was just about taking the turn with the program when he took it over.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a couple wins under their belt. So, you know, with that said, don't know really what the, how it all came to the end, but, he's a good guy and he seemed like he was getting things turned around there.
John, does St. Mary's have their users fee for sports?
No, they do not.
Okay. Cause I know, you know, that impacts a lot of public schools where they've implemented the user fee and parents go, well, my kid's paying to play. I want them to play.
Yeah,
you know,
that was a fair.
Get to the varsity level, they don't understand, you know, it's varsity sports is all about going out there and winning.
Right. It's a different game. And again, as I say to my guys, it's not always about winning. It's, you know, development of youth and kids and stuff like that at the same time. And you want your program to be successful. But yeah, the user fee thing in public school is always tough, especially in certain towns, and I think people live with that as, well, I'm paying $500 to play football, my kids should play. And you know what? There's something to be said for that as well. So, I think it's, yeah, I'm fortunate where I'm at that there's no user fees here.
Gee, Sean, you could be a diplomat. I love the way you're explaining this stuff to me, man. That's cool. I love it.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. Coach, tell me a little bit about where you are in terms of rating your team right now and stuff that you saw that you want to iron out, things that you had to get settled, and maybe some of the that you're happy with now, and maybe some of the things that you're still working on. Of course, everything's a work in progress. I get that. But in terms of, you know, what you're happy with and some of the sore spots, if you would, without giving away the farm.
I'll tell you what I'm really happy of and proud of my team with is the relentlessness on defense we've had, you know, especially the last couple of weeks. We're playing really well defense. We've got a lot of speed to the football, which is all you can ask. Very little in the mistake department. You know, and then, you know, offensively, we put some points up the last couple of weeks. And we're doing a better job of finishing plays and finishing drives and not making that key mistake to change a game. So those are some of the positives. With that said, you know, you come in today, you work out with your team, you watch some film, and you go through the mistakes from Saturday night's game, some of the stuff we can improve, and, you know, basically some of the stuff is we got to go back to basics on some things, mm-hmm. you know, ball handling, open field tackling, things like that. And the stuff that we hop all the time on here that you got to make those individual plays, those tackles in space, all that stuff that wins games to high school. The good teams get that done, and at times we didn't do a very good job of that on Saturday. while against Arlington Catholic. But with that said, getting back to basics, you're about just over halfway through the year when it comes to getting to the playoff season and then Thanksgiving. I just think you have sometimes got to throttle it back. You got so many hours into practice already. You already got your thing. You're getting your game plan in now, and you're moving forward into the week, you know, and just try to brush up some stuff individually.
Has Bill Belichick called you about coming and talking to the team about team discipline and execution so they're not taking 8 penalties in a half of football?
Well, yeah, well, that's one of my things that, you know, we talk about. We had some penalties on Saturday, too many, and then the week before we had a few, and that's some of the stuff we got to brush up on as well. So we have to coach that better and that discipline. And, you know, some of the penalties are penalties, you know. They're penalties. Some, you know, who knows if it's a penalty or not. But at the end of the day, we can't have those mistakes because when you're in a big game, they come back to haunt you later on. And it's just like turnovers as far as I'm concerned. You get a big play and you get a 10-yard holding penalty. That's the stuff we got to eliminate. And we've had a few of those this year.
I want to ask about strategy, Coach. When you look at video, and I asked this of, I think I asked it of Coach St. Pierre over at the prep. Do you look at video at your own team as though they were the opponent? In other words, you're trying to sit in your opposition coach's chair to look at your team. Do you do that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We look at what we do week in and week out as a team, and then you go back and look at some of the key spots. Obviously, you know your quarterback, your inside play by your linebackers and defensive line, and you look at the individual plays or what we could do better. And, you know, at any level, nothing's ever going to be perfect. You know, you could strive to get to that perfect spot there. But with that said, you go back to the film, you look at what you're doing wrong, try to correct the errors, and you hope you don't see them again. They're probably going to pop up somewhere along the way. But little technique stuff, you got to pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of that self-scouting ourselves here.
Self-scouting,
more or less,
yeah.
To
okay.
Say, okay, this is good for us. This is not great for us. We have to work on this more because we want this to be good for us. So I think that's the way you look at your own, you know, your own film, and you're watching an opponent. Obviously, you try to pick the spots where you got to stop some of their best players that they have, and maybe some of the spots you could take advantage of based on where your players are. So yeah, you know, it's a way to develop your team when you're watching yourself play. I think it's almost better than a practice sometimes because they can see what you're talking about on the practice field and on the game field, and they see it in person, and you go over it again. So I think it's a key in all football. I think in any sport, video is key now.
Tim?
As you can watch the last couple of weeks of the season, it sounds so strange to be saying that already.
Yeah.
Before you head to Thanksgiving and then the playoff. How much playoff will be played before Thanksgiving? Is it at least one or two games?
Yeah, so it's a 8-game season, and then you start your playoffs week 9 and 10, and then if you're fortunate enough to get to the round before Thanksgiving, there's possible 3 games before Thanksgiving, if you're fortunate.
Okay.
All right, Coach. One more, Tim.
Are they going to decide the Super Bowl champions before Thanksgiving or after?
Oh no, it's after. It's the first week in December.
Okay.
Well, Coach, you've got Cardinal Spellman. You're going to be at Manning on Saturday.
Manning Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. It's Senior Day. Some stuff planned there at the field, so hopefully we come out and represent ourselves well and send the seniors off in one of their last official home games in a good note.
And it sounds like you're having fun again this year, Coach.
Well, I'll tell you what the most important thing to me is when you go to any job or any work you go and you're working with good people. I got a great coaching staff. I work for a good, great administration at the school, very supportive across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And our kids are, you know, They work hard, they're very respectful, and that's all you can ask for. We get good people around here teaching that stuff, so it's always good, and that makes it into a fun year. Hey, look, at the end of the day, you know, I think some of my better teams as people and stuff didn't have the greatest years, and it was still great to come down to work with them and stuff. So, yeah, we're fortunate, you know, we've had some big games here that we've won, and coming together as a team the last couple of weeks. So we're excited to finish the season strong.
Going to be interesting down the stretch. Coach, we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thanks. Anytime, guys.
Thank you.